We are here on KSOM. We're talking high school boys wrestling. The John J. Harris Tournament coming up Friday night into Saturday. We'll be there for both days. Coverage on both KSOM and KS95. And one of the teams competing will be ACGC, Lane Rummelhard, head coach for the Chargers boys wrestling team here on KSOM. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team as you go into this big tournament here?
Well, we look forward to John J. every year. Right now, honestly, this week we've had maybe half our team out with some sickness. I think it's going around. A couple other area coaches are experiencing the same thing. We're hoping to get everybody back, today, tomorrow, going into the tournament. But the guys that are healthy that wrestled Tuesday, we wrestled well. Hope we continue that into Friday and Saturday.
Has it just been sickness? Has there been, any other injuries or anything you've had to deal with?
Yeah, unfortunately, we have had a couple guys go down, a fractured elbow, a fractured collarbone. We've had a couple injuries too. So, when you got a roster of 15 or 16, it doesn't take very long to deplete your lineup. But luckily, we still got about, 11 or 12 guys solid in our lineup. Luckily, they're spread out in weight, and we're still competing at a high level.
So who are the guys who've gone down with the injuries?
Yep. So Jackson Frame fractured his collarbone at 175 a couple weeks ago. Really slight fracture. He'll be back here soon. And then Brandon Carlson just fractured his elbow last night of practice, also at 175. So we are going to be a little open there. We had a couple wrist injuries, guys that are wrestling through right now. Nothing too major. Really, I'm just more focused on getting the guys that are sick back on the mat. That's just been off and on, different guy every day, it seems like.
Yeah, it must be tough. But you think Jackson's going to come back soon here?
I think so. Yeah, it was a really, really small hairline fracture, happened in our duel against Woodbine. So we should get him back. He's a senior. He's had the best year he's had wrestling, and strong record. Really looking forward to getting him either back in time for the Charger or, if nothing else, at least in time for districts.
Well, right now, Ryder Klein has been kind of like the guy for you, or one of them, really. I mean, you could really pick one of many, because Lane Stringer's had a great freshman season. He's close to 30 wins. Ryder's at 31. And, Gavin Sloss is having a big year for his senior year. He's 29-5. What can you say about these three guys and what they've been able to do for you?
Sure. When we hit 120 in our lineup, it's a lot of fun to be coaching. We roll out Chase Slaybaugh, who started off at 138, took a few losses, finally got all the way down to 120, and his record doesn't really indicate the success he's starting to have down at his weight class. So it's fun when we start off at 120, then you go right into Sloss at 26, and you go right into Ty Ganser, who is out from a broken bone from football first half of the year. His record also doesn't indicate the kind of success he's having. And then, like you said, Stringer 38, Klein 44. That's kind of the meat and potatoes of the lineup until we get into some of our more experienced guys in the heavier weights. All of those guys you mentioned, plus, I'll throw in Carter Richter, Michael Fuller, Jack Sheeter that end our lineup. All those guys have their sights set on the state tournament and placed on the podium, which is a lot of fun. So we may be short in numbers, but the guys that we do have are really quality, getting the most out of their season right now.
Well, you're not short on talent if you're going through all those guys. And like you say, some records can be deceiving with what they've accomplished and what they can do on the mat, especially when districts rolls around. Who has been maybe one or two wrestlers that you feel like have been kind of improved and maybe surprised you a little bit on the mat this year?
Yeah, so right in the middle there where we have a little bit less experience, junior Angel Martinez at 165. And 157 sophomore Morgan Nolte and 150-pound Blaze Tallman, senior. Those guys, even though, Angel and Blaze being upperclassmen, haven't been on the mat as long as a lot of their other teammates. And we are just seeing continual improvement. Blaze just beat a really good kid from I-35 last week. Angel just won the conference tournament at 165. And their records aren't quite as good as their teammates, but, records don't mean a lot when you get, when you compare – the start of the year to the end of the year. These kids are picking up a lot more wins right now, and they're starting to peak, exactly where we want to see them peaking for the end of the season. Honestly, I don't feel like there's a single guy in our lineup that couldn't be really dangerous when districts rolls around.
So What do you make of just bringing your guys to the John J. Harris tournament, and what are some of your goals for your guys here competing at this big meet?
Our favorite thing about the John J. tournament is it's kind of like our pre-state tournament. You know, it's multiple days, multiple weigh-ins, really high-level opponents, good quality competition. It really just sets us up as our pre-state tournament. That's kind of our mindset going into it. You know, you got to win, you got to advance on to day two. So I'm hoping we get every single guy that enters the tournament on Friday on to Saturday. I was reminding the guys last night that last year we had three place winners, and only one of those three place winners is a returner, Gavin Sloss. Everybody else got beat out before we got to the top six. So hoping to turn that around, I think we will. But yeah, just having that mindset that it's like a pre-state tournament, I think that really benefits us.
So then after that, the it's time to gear up towards districts. I mean, you still got 3 weeks to go till districts on the 15th, and then that's the big state qualifying night. Everybody's got to be at its peak there. So what's going to be the message for your guys to get yourself ready for that?
Yeah, you know, going from our Tri-Center tournament to this John Jay tournament to our own home tournament, all, you know, either close to 20 or over 20 plus team tournaments, then you go to districts with, you know, just 11 teams up there, whatever it is, somewhere around that number. It's kind of nice to set yourself up for that. Guys just sort of get used to finding themselves in that first, second, third, fourth place range in those tournaments. If we can get them feeling, you know, feeling good in those placings at these regular season, finishing there at districts, which is where you got to be to have a chance. You know, it comes a little more natural. It feels better. And we're finding the competition that we're going to be facing in those matches to ultimately try and find yourself in the top two to go. So I don't know, districts where everybody looks at our district and they see Don Bosco, but honestly, I think everyone should look at our district and see ACGC. I think we've got a lot of guys that are going to compete for a top two spot, and I'm really, really excited about it.
Yeah, no doubt. With the Dons there, they take up a lot of space, but clearly you have your guys ready, and hopefully they'll give the Dons a run for their money at districts, but that's still a ways off. In the meantime, Coach, really appreciate your time and looking forward to seeing your Charger boys on the mat down in Corning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Lane Rummelhart, head coach for ACGC Boys Wrestling here on KSOM.